Terry Boyd's World. Starring Terry Boyd.
The robots are ready to take over.
And Jeets.
There is no amount of weed you can smoke to make this taste good.
Terry Boyd's World. Mornings, 92.3 KGON.
So I found this very fascinating article a couple of days ago.
Okay.
I found it on MSN. And I look, everybody right now, doesn't matter how much money you make, you go to the grocery store, you're like, what the hell? How did that cost that much? You drove through a drive-through fast food. What? How much? Right? Because we all grew up with a certain number in my head. Like, I used to always think, if I was by myself, I go through a drive-through, I can eat for $5.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when the value meal was introduced, right? When McDonald's kind of started this whole thing. And I was a punk-ass kid. And I would save my money from doing chores or whatever. And me and some buddies, you know, kids love McDonald's. You go to McDonald's. And a meal I would get was like $2.99.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You get whatever.
Yeah.
You get like a Big Mac, a fry, and a soda. And it was like, you know, after tax, it was like $3.25 or something.
I got fast food yesterday. I had to go to the doctor after the show. On the way home, I was starving. And I whipped through the drive-through, thinking, all right, how much is this gonna be? It's almost $12. Hamburger, fries, and a Coke.
Yeah,
just a regular burger, fries, and a Coke. So I came across this article. Back, what a dollar would buy you in the 1960s.
Oh, okay. Now, this should be fun.
Now, I'm a little bit older than you.
Oh, many years older, yeah.
But even I don't remember the 60s. I was just a wee little tiny kid.
Okay.
For a dollar.
That's what you say anyway.
For a dollar. It's the truth. For a dollar. You can buy a pound of ground beef.
For $1?
A whole pound of ground beef.
Let me see. Last time I bought ground beef, I want to say it was like $5.60.
Sounds about right. You could buy 2 50-packs candy cigarettes.
Do what?
A twin pack of 50 candy cigarettes.
Okay.
They probably didn't have those around when you were a kid. I had them when I was a kid.
They were like gum or something, right?
They were,
you could blow into them and smoke or sugar smoke would come out.
The
or,
good ones, people who remember, like the real ones, actually came in something that looked like a hard box. You would open it up and they had a pink, like it was already lit. And then it was hard candy. So you would just kind of suck on it, and it would finally go away after a while. I must admit, I was about a 5-pack-a-day candy cigarette user back in the day.
You're like, hey, what are you doing today? We should play chain smoking.
It was a different time. Let's see. You could buy a 5-pound bag of oranges for $1. Ain't no way you're getting that at the grocery store today. How about a 5-pound bag of granulated sugar? The last time you bought a bag of sugar. Sugar's expensive.
Personally, never.
You can buy 33 pounds of onions for $1.
33 pounds?
Yes, 33 pounds of onions for $1 back in the 1960s.
Is there anything cool on that list? Like,
yes.
I mean, could you buy like a new set of tires or something?
No, you couldn't. It's all food. You could get 2 16.5-ounce Chef Boyardee pizza kits.
Okay.
For $1. Now we're talking, right?
Yeah.
You could get 5 fast food hamburgers.
Okay. See? Yeah, now that's crazy.
Yeah. You could get, dude, this is the one that really caught my attention. You can get 10 12-ounce cans of Coca-Cola. Not the knockoff, the real deal.
Wow.
10 for $1.
Wow.
Right? Game changer compared to today. You could also get 3 quarts of orange juice.
Yeah, I want to say last time I bought a 12-pack of Fresca, it was like $8.
I know you're all laughing as he says Fresca, but he's got a cocktail he makes with Fresca.
Yeah, vodka Fresca. Very refreshing.
Yeah, that's just the word Fresca.
Well, it's the name of the product.
Fresca, when they first marketed Fresca, and again, I'm a little bit older than you.
Many years older, yeah.
They marketed it as the soda for girls.
Oh, I don't care. How sexist of
I'm just telling you, man. That's Fresca. That's how they...
Men can enjoy Fresca, too.
You use secret deodorant, too?
It's great. White grapefruit is a woman's thing. Just, like, what are you talking about?
It's literally just
the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Fresca. It's just a funny word. Hardly ever do you hear somebody say Fresca.
The other one, the other grapefruit drink's called Squirt, so could be worse.